देवति वाचा रूपं यत् तत् प्राहुः अव्यक्तम् आजम् ब्रह्म ज्योतिर्निर्गुणम् निर्विकारम् सता मात्रम् निर्विशेषम् निरीहम् सा त्वं साक्षाद् विष्णुर् अध्यात्म दीप श्रीदेवाच्युवाचा रूपं यत्तत्प्राहुर्व्यक्तमाजं ब्रह्मज्योतिर्निर्गुणं निर्विकारं सता मात्रं निर्विशेषं निरीहम् सत्वं साक्षात् विष्णुरध्यात्मदीप श्रीदेवाच रूपं यत्तत्प्राहुर्व्यक्तमाजं ब्रह्मज्योतिर्निर्गुणं निर्विकारम् मात्रं निर्विशेषं निरीहम् सत्वं साक्षात् विष्णुरध्यात्मदीप रूपं यत्तत्प्राहुर्व्यक्तमाजम् साक्षात्
I am in the eye.
Ajam.
Ajam.
You are the original cause.
You are the original cause.
Brahma.
Brahma.
You are known as Brahma.
Known as Brahma.
Jyoti.
Jyoti.
Light.
Light.
Nirgunam.
Nirgunam.
Without material qualities.
Without material qualities.
Nirvikaram.
Nirvikaram.
Without change.
Without change.
The same form of Vishnu perpetually. Sata matram, the original substance, the cause of everything. Nirvishesham, you are present everywhere as the super soul. Within the heart of a human being and within the heart of an animal, the same substance is present. Niriham, without material desires. Saha,
that Supreme Person.
Tvam, your Lordship. Sakshat,
directly.
Vishnu, Lord Vishnu.
Adhyatmadipa,
the light for all transcendental knowledge.
Light for all transcendental knowledge.
Knowing you, one knows everything.
Knowing you, one knows everything.
Yasmin vigyate sarvameva vigyatam bhavati. Translation. Sri Devaki said, my dear Lord, there are different Vedas, some of which describe you as unperceivable through words and the mind. Yet you are the origin of the entire cosmic manifestation. You are Brahman, the greatest of everything, full of effulgence like the sun. You have no material cause. You are free from change and deviation, and you have no material desires. Thus the Vedas say that you are the substance. Therefore, my Lord, you are directly the origin of all Vedic statements, and by understanding you, one gradually understands everything. You are different from the light of Brahman and Paramatma, yet you are not different from them. Everything emanates from you. Indeed, you are the cause of all causes, Lord Vishnu, the light of all transcendental knowledge. Please repeat.
Sri Devaki said,
my dear Lord,
there are different Vedas,
some of which describe you as unperceivable through words and the mind. Yet you are the origin of the entire cosmic manifestation. You are
Brahman,
the greatest of everything, full of effulgence like the sun. You have no material cause. You are free from change and deviation. And you have no material desires. Thus the Vedas say that you are the substance. Therefore, my Lord, you are directly the origin of all Vedic statements. And by understanding you, one gradually understands everything. You are different from the light of Brahman and Paramatma. Yet you are not different from them. Everything emanates from you. Indeed, you are the cause of all causes, Lord Vishnu, the light of all transcendental knowledge. Purport. Vishnu is the origin of everything And there is no difference between Lord Vishnu and Lord Krishna because both of them are Vishnu Tattva. From the Rig Veda, we understand Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam. The original substance is the all-pervading Lord Vishnu, who is also Paramatma and the effulgent Brahma. The living entities are also part and parcel of Vishnu, who has various energies. Parasya shaktir vidiraiva shruyate svabhaviki jnana bala kriyacha. Vishnu or Krishna is therefore everything. Lord Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, 10th chapter, verse 8, Aham sarvasya kabhavo matta sarvam pravartate. I am the source of all spiritual and material worlds. Everything emanates from me. Krishna, therefore, is the original cause of everything. Sarva karana karanam. When Vishnu expands in his all-pervading aspect, we should understand him to be the Nirakara Nirvishesha Brahmajyoti. Although everything emanates from Krishna, he is ultimately a person. Aham Adhirti Devanam. He is the origin of Brahma, Vishnu, and Maheshwara. And from them, many other demigods are manifested. Krishna therefore says in Bhagavad Gita, 14th chapter, text 27, Brahmano hi pratistaham. Brahman rests upon me. The Lord also says, Ye pyanya devata bhakta yajante svadayanvita tepi mam eva kanteya yajantya vidi purvaka. Whatever a man may sacrifice to other gods, O son of Kunti, is really meant for me alone, but it is offered without true understanding. Bhagavad Gita 9th chapter, 23rd verse. There are many persons who worship different demigods, considering all of them to be separate gods, which in fact they are not. The fact is that every demigod and every living entity is part and parcel of Krishna. Mamai Vamsha Jivaloke Jivabhuta. The demigods are also in the category of living entities. They are not separate gods. But men whose knowledge is immature and contaminated by the modes of material nature worship various demigods according to their intelligence. Therefore they are rebuked in Bhagavad Gita. Kamai stai stai rita jnana papadyantena devata. Because they are unintelligent and not very advanced, and have not properly considered the truth, they take to the worship of various demigods or speculate according to various philosophies, such as the Mayavad philosophy. Krishna, Vishnu, is the actual origin of everything, as stated in the Vedas, Yasya Bhasha Sarvamidam Vibhati. The absolute truth is described later in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 28th chapter, verse 15, as Satyam Jnanam Anantam Yat Brahma Jyoti Sanatanam. The Brahma Jyoti is Sanatana, eternal, yet it is dependent on Krishna, Brahmano hi pratistaham. The Brahma Samhita states that the Lord is all-pervading. Andantarastha Pramano Chayantarastham. He is within this universe, and he is within the atom as Paramatma. Yasya Prabha Prabhavato Jagranda Koti Koti Shashesha Vasudhadi Vibhuti Bhinnam. Brahman is also not independent of him. Therefore, whatever a philosopher may describe is ultimately Krishna or Lord Vishnu. Sarvam kalvidam brahma. Param brahma, param dhamma, pavitram paramam bhavan. According to different phases of understanding, Lord Vishnu is differently described, but in fact, he is the origin of everything. Because Devaki was an unalloyed devotee, she could understand that the same Lord Vishnu had appeared as her son. Therefore, after the prayers of Vasudeva, Devaki offered her prayers. She was very frightened because of her brother's atrocity. Devaki said, "My dear Lord, your eternal forms, like Narayan, Lord Ram, Sheshavaraha, Narasingha, Vamana, Baladev, and millions of similar incarnations emanating from Vishnu are described in the Vedic literatures as original. You are original because all your forms as incarnations are outside of this material creation. Your form was existing before this cosmic manifestation was created. Your forms are eternal and all-pervading. They are self-effulgent, changeless, and uncontaminated by the material qualities. Such eternal forms are ever cognizant and full of bliss. They are situated in transcendental goodness and are always engaged in different pastimes. You are not limited to a particular form only. All such transcendental or eternal forms are self-sufficient. I can understand that you are the Supreme Lord Vishnu." We may conclude, therefore, that Lord Vishnu is everything, although he is also different from everything. This is the Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva philosophy. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militan Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. How many of you believe in God? How many of you believe that God exists? Although this man is sleeping, I think he also believes in God. Srila Prabhupada explained that Krishna consciousness is very simple. For the simple, very complex for the complex. There is a story which Srila Prabhupada tells which illustrates this point. Maybe you all know the story of the cobbler and the Brahmin. Once Narad Muni, he went to see the Lord in Vaikuntha. And on his return, he came upon a Brahmin who was very learned. He had studied all the Vedas, Vedic literatures. He was a great scholar. So the Brahmin offered his obeisances to Narada and asked, "Where are you coming from?" "I have just come from Lord Narayan in Vaikuntha." "Really? What was the Lord doing?" "He was threading an elephant through the eye of a needle." So the Brahmin, "Why are you joking with me? Of course, this is impossible." Then Narad Muni went on a little farther. There was a simple cobbler, matlab shoemaker, shoe repair man, as we see here and there on the streets. And he also offered his obeisances to Narada and asked, "Where you are coming from?" Narada said, "I have just come from Vaikuntha, where I saw Lord Narayan." "Oh, what was my Lord doing?" "He was threading an elephant through the eye of a needle." "Oh, how wonderful my Lord is." "Adi, you're just a simple, uneducated shoe man, cobbler. How can you believe this fantastic story?" "Why not? I'm sitting underneath this banyan tree, and from this banyan tree so many fruits and seeds are produced and falling each seed, although tiny, tiny, it has the potency of producing another great banyan tree. Since the Lord can put a great banyan tree within a small seed, what is astonishing about him threading the eye of a needle with an elephant? So Krishna consciousness is simple for the simple, but very complex for the complex. Actually, generally people try to acquire knowledge by utilizing their senses. And then according to what they can see or perceive, they analyze it with their mind and come to a conclusion. Or they hear from others who have engaged in this process by going to school and listening to the teachers who teach us what these scientists and others have ascertained to be the truth. But the fact is that our senses are very limited and imperfect. This we can easily understand. And therefore, whatever knowledge or understanding we gain by sensual perception is also very limited and imperfect. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada again and again emphasized, we don't accept what these rascal scientists say. Whatever Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, we accept that as truth. For us, it is very simple. Whatever Krishna says, or whatever Sukadeva Goswami says, or Suta Goswami says, Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, we accept that as truth. So Krishna consciousness is very simple in that way for those who are simple. But for those who are complex and who want to figure out everything for themselves, then Krishna consciousness is very perplexing. Because if we try to measure the statements of the Shastra by our own experience, then we are like the frog in the well. Srila Prabhupada many times spoke about the frog in the well. Andakupa Manduka Nyaya, that the logic of the frog in the well, of course you've heard this a million times, but a frog is living in a well this big with water, and his friend frog has just come after seeing the Pacific Ocean. Really? You went to the Pacific Ocean? Please tell me about it. How big is it? Is it as big as my well? Or is it twice as big? Three? You know, a frog's throat or belly puffs up and up and up and up. So he's trying to imagine the Pacific Ocean by his own experience, 2 times, 5 times, 10 times, boom. So people are like that. Of course, devotees, they speak about God or Krishna or Vishnu from the statements of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Just like Srila Prabhupada here, the purport is very long, but Srila Prabhupada has never said, according to my understanding or according to this person's speculation. As you see, he is quoting again and again and again and again from Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Because Krishna consciousness is purely based, Shruti, Smriti, Puranadi, Pancharatra, Vidhim, Bina, Aikantiki, Hrer, Bhaktir, Utpattayaiva, Kalpate. Unless spiritual life or Krishna consciousness is based upon these authorized transcendental literatures, Shruti, Smriti, Purana, Pancharatri ki vidhi. It is just a disturbance. So Srila Prabhupada, every statement he makes, he backs it up by a quote from Bhagavad Gita. So when I was young, I was an atheist. I didn't believe in God. My father was an atheist. He was a scientist. And I was also an atheist. I was interested in astronomy, and I had a small telescope, and I would read the astronomy magazines and books. So I'd see we astronomers, they look everywhere, everywhere, everywhere. Nobody has seen God. So I didn't believe in God. But I was also curious that how this universe, how this all came about. How is it we are all sitting here? How is it this world was created? How is the sun created? So when I was in eighth standard, I went to the library and I read every book on astronomy to see if there is ever any hope or any explanation of how this universe is created. And after reading everything, I concluded the astronomers, cosmologists, they will go on researching for even thousands and millions of years, but they will never be able to understand how this universe came into being. And now, of course, after being in Krishna consciousness somewhat for so many years, it is very easy to see that such an attempt is certainly futile. There's a little joke in this regard. There is a Nobel laureate cosmologist. He is studying his glasses. He had pushed up on his forehead, and he is reading, speculating about the origin of the universe, thinking in terms of billions and billions and billions of years before. Then, oh, where are my glasses? Where are my glasses? They're right there on his forehead, but he cannot understand that. He's trying to understand what happened billions and billions of years ago, countless billions or trillions of miles away, but at the same time he cannot even understand that his glasses are resting on his forehead. So it's absurd, actually. It is absurd. Our only hope, our only chance is to accept knowledge from those who are situated beyond our limited position. So here Devaki is describing that Krishna is the origin of everything. He is realized variously according to one's level of advancement. Sometimes he is described impersonally as being without form, without senses. Sometimes he is described as all-pervading. Sometimes he is described as the Lord in the heart. But ultimately, the substance is Vishnu. The substance of everything is Vishnu. Krishna also says in Bhagavad Gita, Bahunam janmanam ante jnanavan mam prapadyate vasudeva sarvamiti samahatma sudhurlava. It may take bahunam janmanam, it may take many, many millions of births, but as one gradually is ascending in his cultivation of knowledge, if he reaches the ultimate goal, that ultimate understanding is Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Actually, there is nothing but Krishna. Because Krishna is the origin of everything, so everything is a manifestation of Krishna's energies. We are also Krishna's. Mamaivangsha jivaloke jivabhuta sanatanaha. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, you are all my eternal separated parts and parcels. So, Sanatan Goswami also asked Lord Chaitanya, who am I? And Lord Chaitanya concisely replied, Jiver Swarupai Krishner Nitya Das, Krishner Tatasta Shakti, Bade Abed Prakash. So this is the vision of a pure devotee, such as Srila Prabhupada, commenting on Srimad Bhagavatam, that actually there is nothing but Krishna. This is the vision of a pure devotee. He sees everything in relation to Krishna, whereas a materialistic person sees everything in relation to myself. This is the demoniac mentality as described in Bhagavad Gita. The demoniac person or materialistic person just thinks of themselves. So much do I have today. By my plans, I will get more and more. I am very rich. I'm very powerful. He is my enemy. I have gotten rid of him. He's also my enemy. I'll get rid of him in the future. In this way, the materialistic ego is self-centered. What does a materialistic person think of all day long? I want this, I hope, this is mine. Isn't it true? And a pure devotee is thinking, how can I serve Krishna? Because I am Krishna's eternal servant. Therefore, he's always thinking in relation to Krishna and Krishna's service. So, this takes cultivation. Just like a scientist, physicist, chemist, or anyone, accountant, they're always thinking cricket player. Cricket player is always thinking cricket, cricket, so many overs, this, that, I don't know. I don't know cricket very well. Mind is always cricket, cricket, cricket. And a cricket fan also, by cultivation, every day, every day, every day, watching the games, reading the results, and then meditating upon them. So his whole existence becomes cricketized. In the same way, by cultivation, by living in the association of devotees, by engaging in devotional service, especially by continually hearing and chanting about Krishna, then one's existence becomes Krishnaized, so that one always remembers Krishna, never forgets Krishna even for a moment. So the self-centered materialistic ego, we are now caught up into that existence. It is very persistent. Therefore, in the beginning, Krishna consciousness may seem very difficult for us, and progress may seem very slow, but still, progress is there. The fact is that there is a distinction between mundane sound vibration and the transcendental sound vibration of Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. So Krishna consciousness is also called in Bhagavad Gita Buddhi Yoga, the yoga of intelligence, because by our intelligence we can understand the distinction. What is spiritual and what is material? What is the purification attained by spiritual absorption? And what is the degradation achieved by material absorption? by that intelligence, we can always keep ourselves absorbed in Krishna consciousness. So therefore, we should become fluent in this understanding of Krishna consciousness as presented here by Devaki. We should learn Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam very carefully. And even though it is far, far beyond our perception, or far beyond our ability to directly perceive the truth of the matter, still, if we keep ourselves always in Krishna consciousness, we will experience the purification of our existence and the gradual elevation to the platform of pure devotion. So, are there any questions or comments? I have a question. I came here yesterday to Govardhan Puja, and I saw Govardhan Hill was constructed by so many very nice things. Where did it all go? Why is everyone pointing the finger at somebody else? Was it distributed to the public, or? Yeah. I didn't get any Govardhan Hill. I was very sad. All right, thank you. Hare Krishna.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.